Today's daf is daf Tez Zayin. We're starting daf Tez Vav of Mbeis, the last line. Vamar Rav Chama Rav Chanina. Lam Nismuchu Olam L'Necholim. We find in a pasuk that the pasuk puts Olam, which means tents, refers to the tents of Torah. L'Necholim, brooks. L'Necholim means brooks, streams. The Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, K'Necholim L'Toyu, like streams which have been established, K'Ganois Alei Nohar, like gardens at the river, kaholim nita, like tents that have been established. Loimalach, the pasuk is teaching us, man necholim malas adam mitum latara. If a person is tamei, he has to go to the mikveh. The best mikveh is a river. So man necholim malas adam mitum latara. If somebody immerses himself in a river, he becomes tahor. Af olim, so to the tents, which represent the tents of Torah, Malas Adam, have the ability to raise up a person, Mikaf Choyvel Kaf Schus, even if he has done something wrong, Torah could correct him. And the Mefarshim explained, Sefer Moin HaBracha says that Torah has a dual power. It has the power to prevent a person from doing Averis, but not only does it have the power of preventing a person from doing Avera, even if a person, Chas V'Shalom, did an Avera, Torah has the power to get him forgiven. Also, the Mefarshim explained, we just learned Masechta Nida. In Masechta Nida, we discussed various types of mikvahs. The best mikvah in the world is a river. A zov can't go to a regular mikvah, he has to go to a river. So the Gemara is showing us that not only is Torah compared to a mikvah, but Torah is compared to the best mikvah. It's like a river, which is the best type of mikvah. We learned in the Mishnah, Hakoyer l'mafrei lo yotza. If somebody read Krishma backwards, he is not yotza. Begins the Gemara. Rav Ami Rav Asi have a kakotna le ganano le Rav Elezer. Rav Ami Rav Asi came to prepare the chuppah for Rav Elezer. Amaluhu, so Rav Elezer was the chassan. He said to them, Ad ha-hachi v'hachi, while you're preparing the chuppah, Eza v'eshma milsa d'bei medrasha. I'll go to yeshiva. What does a chassan better have to do better? He'll go to yeshiva and learn. And he even made a deal with his friends. While he's in whatever he learns in yeshiva, he'll come back and report to them what he learned. I'll go to Beis Menashe and hear some divrei Torah. And I'll return and tell you what I heard. So he found the Tana who was teaching braises in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And he taught a very halacha l'maisa de Gemara. Karvet ta. If somebody is saying Krishma, and he gets confused, he starts thinking about something else. It shouldn't happen. V'ani yedei l'heichen ta. And he doesn't even know where he's up to. So the Bach takes out the next words. Yachsel rosh. He has to go back to the beginning of Krishma. If he doesn't know where he's up to, he has to go back to the beginning of Krishma. The Paiskim say, however, if he remembers that he at least said the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, so he doesn't have to repeat Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. He just go back to wherever to Vahafta. Vein Perek LePerek, he knows he finished one paragraph, but he doesn't remember if he finished the first paragraph or the second paragraph. He doesn't know if he finished Vahafta or Vahayim Shemaya. Is the Alocha Yachs LePerek Rishon. He goes back to the beginning, he goes back to Vahayim Shemaya. We have to assume that he has to go back to Mishmaya. We have to assume that he's only finished after the first, not the second. Ben Ksiva L'Ksiva. In the Perek of Ahavta, it says the word Uksaftam. And in the Perek of Ahayim Shmaya, it says Uksaftam. So he doesn't know, he got confused. He doesn't remember where he's up to. Is he up to the first Uksaftam or the second one? So again, because he doesn't know, is the Aloch Yachsel L'Ksiva Rishoyna, he goes back to the first Vahavta. The first Uksaftam. The truth is, the same halach would apply by ksharten. It says ksharten in the first paragraph, and it says ksharten in the second paragraph. Although the pronunciation is not identical. Once it says ksharten, and once it says ksharton. But it's the same halach. If he doesn't know where he's up to, he has to go back to the first one. There's an interesting halacha. The Gemara doesn't say, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Let's say you're davening in shul, and it happens to you, that you lost yourself, and you don't know where you're up to. Are you up to the first ksaftim or the second ksaftim, the first ksharten, the second ksharten? You could look at what the people around you are up to. Because if you all started Shema at the same time, you should be more or less up to the same place. So if you see a people are up to the second ksaftim, even though you don't remember where you lost your place, you could safely assume that you're up to the second ksaftim and continue from there. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu el shloi pasuk b'man yibri yomechem. This is only if he didn't start the man yibri yomechem. Av a pasuk b'man yibri yomechem. If he began the man yibri yomechem, sarche nakat va'asi. He could continue. So the machlokes Rashi and the Rajba had to learn this Gemara. Even though the Shulchan Aruch passing is like Rajba, first we'll say Rashi's pshat, and then we'll say what the Rajba says. Rashi learns pshat that even though it's possible to get confused in the middle of Krishma where you're up to, Rashi says that Leman Yirbu Yomechem and on, people know that very well, and we don't have to be concerned that people get confused and people could assume that they said it properly. Which the Rajba asks in Rashi, he says it doesn't make sense. If anything, Vayoymer is the paragraph that we say least, because we just finished learning the Gemaras that Vayoymer is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim we don't have to maybe say at night. And Tzitzit certainly we don't say by night. So that's why the Rajba says pshat's like this, that if somebody, he says pshat is like this, if somebody is saying Krishma and he's up to Leman Yirbu Yomechem, and then he starts thinking, did I say the Chsaftim? Which Chsaftim did I say? The first Chsaftim, the second Chsaftim? He could safely assume that if he said Leman Yirbu Yomechem, he's up to the second Chsaftim. He wouldn't have just jumped from the first Chsaftim to Leman Yirbu Yomechem. And interesting, this concept that we assume that things are working right has consequences in halacha and kashrus too. The Shavos Yankov brings down the tshuva's interesting shaila. You know, in the old times, everybody kashered the meat and the chicken at home. So what's the halacha of a woman is serving, cooked a piece of meat, and then she starts wondering, did I kasher the meat? So she could assume that since it's our habit, always that when she brings the meat home from the butcher, she kashers it first. So even though she doesn't distinctly remember that she kashered it today, that she must have done it. Also v'amaluhu. So Rabbi Elazar came back and he told his friends who were preparing his chuppah what he heard in yeshiva. Amalei Rav Ami Ravasi told him, Ilu labanu el l'shmaya davazeh, had we just not come, had we come just to hear this, that yena would have been enough to attend just to hear this. So the Mishnah continues. Ha'umnin kairin b'roish ilim b'roish natbach. Workers are, even though they're on top of a tree or on top of a row of bricks, could say Krishma. When you're davening, you have to have kavana for davening, which requires more kavana, and you can't have the proper concentration on top of a tree or on top of a row of stones. The Mishnah Masechta Ksubis, the first Mishnah, says that in ancient times, all weddings took place, weddings of to a psula, to a virgin, took place on Wednesday night. So the Mishnah says, Chosim Patam Krishma Leila Rishayna. If a chosim marries a girl, a psula, till from Wednesday night until Motzei Shabbos, if he did not live with her yet, he is busy, he's thinking about that, and therefore he can't have the proper concentration, and he's potter from Krishma. We'll talk about that more in the Gemara in the next Mishnah. A master Gamaliel Shanasa Isha, there's a story where Gamaliel married a woman, the Kala Raya Rishayna, and he said Krishma the first night. Omlo Talmid of his Talmidim asked him, Lebanatanu Rabbeinu Rebbe, you taught us Shechosim Patim Krishma, that a chosim is part of a Krishma, so how are you saying Krishma tonight's your wedding night? Omlo Ham, Eni Shemei Lechem, I'm not going to follow what you tell me, Levatel Meni Malchus Shemayim, that I should not say Krishma, which represents accepting Malchus Shemayim, a Afilu Shachas, I don't want to ever miss it. Tanu Rabbon, begins the Gemara. Ha'omnim Karim Barosh, Elon Barosh Natbach. Workers could say Krishma sit on top of a tree or on top of a row of bricks. Umaspalalim, they're allowed to daven, Barosha Zayas, on top of a olive tree, or Barosha Taino, on top of a fig tree. The two pshatim why, on top of an olive tree or a fig tree, they are allowed to. One pshat is, Rashi said, because these trees have very wide branches, and people aren't that nervous when they're sitting on top of such a tree, because it has wide and thick branches. The Yerushalmi says pshat, because they have so many branches and they're so tall, it's very difficult to climb down, and therefore we did not make them climb down to daven. However, with shakalonis, if they're on top of any other tree, is the loch yard and lamatim spalim. They have to descend before they daven. However, balbais, that's for the workers, but the boss, the employer, benkach and benkach yard lamatim spalim. He doesn't have a boss to blame, so he has to daven properly and has to come down from the tree. You obviously cannot have the proper concentration on top of a tree. Taisus asked the question, we learned the Gemara last week that you're not allowed to daven on a makom gavoya. you're not allowed to daven standing on a tall place. So we should have another reason why you should not be allowed to daven on top of a tree. So Tosfos says that Gemara refers to specifically stand up on a chair or stand on a platform is also when you daven, because that shows gaiva. But on top of a tree doesn't show any gaiva, so that's not a problem with standing on top of a tall place when you daven. Ask the Gemara. Ramalei Ramari Bereda Bashmul Rava. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that we just learned. Home workers, Kohen Barash Ilan Barash Natbach, are allowed to say Krishba on top of a tree or on top of a row of bricks. Alma, Loibai Kavana. So obviously, even though you can't have strong concentration on top, Krishma doesn't require it, apparently. But Rimini will ask a question. Another Brisa says, Hakor Shema Tzarch Shechavnas Liboy. Somebody says, Shema has to concentrate. Shinema Shema Yisrael. We start the Shema with the word Shema Yisrael. Ulahaunu Oimer, it says in the Torah Pasuk, Haskes Ushma Yisrael. And yesterday we explained, what does Haskes mean? Pay attention, concentrate. We said it's referring to Dibre Torah. Malam b'haskes, the Dibre Torah require concentration. Afkam b'haskes, that Krishma does require concentration. So how may one say Krishma on top of a tree? Ishtik. He was silent. He didn't have an answer. Amay midish milach b'ha, did you hear a response to this question? Amay hach amrav sheshes. B'hu shebetelem malach b'koyrin. You know when they could be on top of a tree and say Krishma if they're not doing any work. So even though they're on top of the tree, but it's only Shema, so it's a short amount, and they're not working, so they can have the proper concentration. For Tanya, the Gemara says a raya. Tanya's not a kasha, it's a raya. Beisela oimrim, oiskim malach v'koyrim. No, this is a kasha, the next one. For Tanya, beisela oimrim, oiskim malach v'koyrim, that you could work and say Krishma. Here we said you should stop working. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Hava perek rishin, hava perek sheni. In the first perek, you have to stop to work. In the second parak, you could continue working. So Tosfos says parak rishon doesn't mean parak rishon. Parak rishon means just the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we said it also includes Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchus Lo'olam Vo'ed, because we paskin like Rava that you can't walk when you say Shema Yisrael. That's how Tosfos says. The Rif says, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it means the paragraph of Ahavta also, and he explains that Ahavta is M'chui M'daraisa. That's why if I have to, you have to stop. You can't work. B'hayim Shemaya, we're not as makbaran. Tana Rabbanan. Hapalim Shayayasim Malach Eitzval Bayis. Employees who are working by an employer. Kayim Krishma, they should say Krishma. Ovarchim Fenelach Red, they should say the Birchus Krishma before the Krishma and after the Krishma. Vayichlim Pitam Ovarchim, they eat, they make a bracha lefenel, the bracha Rishayna, Ulachre, the bracha Achrayna. Umispalim Tefillah Shemaneh Esrei. They have to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Aval ein yardim lifnei teva. They should not be the shlich tzibur. They shouldn't be the chazan. They nursin kapeyim. They should not be the ones to duchen if they're kohanim. Ask the Gemara Vatanya Men Yudches. We're going to learn a Gemara later that there was a shortened version of Krishma of Shemoneh Esrei. It's called Me'en Yudches, or it's called Havineinu. So it says here a worker should only say Me'en Yudches. He should have said the abridged version. Here we say he should say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Loi Kasha. Harav Gamliel, the man, the Amar that says they should say the whole version, is Rav Gamliel, who does not hold from saying shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei. Harav Yeshua, the man, the Amar that says that you could say the shortened version, is Rav Yeshua. Ask the Gemara, if it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, my ear pa'alim, then we don't have to talk about workers. I feel called Adam Nami, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, we don't pass him this way, that it's always permitted to say the shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei, so it doesn't have to be a worker. Answers the Gemara, Ela Edv Deragamuyo. Both Brises, the Brises that says they should say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and the Brises that says they should say the shortened Shemoneh Esrei, are going according to Rabbi Gamliel, V'loi Kasha. There are two ways that people got paid. In ancient times, everybody got meals. Some people, on top of getting meals, also got wages. So if you're only getting paid meals, so you're not getting such a great salary. So Chazal said, if you're not getting such a great salary, you have a right to stop to work, to daven. If you're getting meals and wages, so you're good paid salary, so you have to worry about your employer's money, and you should do the abridged version. Kamba oisim b'scharon. Here are people who are getting meals plus wages. Kamba oisim sudasam. Here they're only getting meals. Vatanya, here it's a raya. Hapayalim shayosim loch etzbal bayis. Workers who are working by an employer. Karin Krishma. They say Krishma Muspalam and they daven. Vaichlan Piton and they eat. And when they eat, they don't make a bracha rishayna, because a bracha rishayna is only midrabanan. And when they bench, when they say brachas amazon, they only say two brachas. Even though we know our benching has four brachas in it, they only say two. Ketzad, what are the two? Bracha rishayna, the first bracha of azonas akol, they say ketikuna. Shnia, which is alaros for amazon, and the third one is of Nei Yishlaim, they combine. Paisak with Birchas Aretz, they start Al Aretz with Koil and Burnish line, they combine it into one bracha, into Birchas Aretz, they put it into one bracha. And Hatoiva Meitiv, they don't say all together. Why? Because it's only Drabonin. So Tosfos explains the Gemara that Chazal had the power that even though you're supposed to say three brachas, Chazal have the power to take away the Chiv to say all three. The Beis Yosef disagrees, and he says that inyan of the three brachas is not a deraisa in the first part, so it's not a question that we're taking away a deraisa. The chiyuv of all these brachas is only the rabbanim. Finishes off the braisa. The medvar amurim that we want him to rush everything up by some b'schar when they're getting wages plus meals. Aval oisim sudasan if they're only working for the meals. Oishay balbeis meisav imam. Or if the boss is sitting there, so obviously he doesn't care and he's sitting with them, then mevarchim kitikuna, they make all brachas properly. So we learned that chasam patam krishma. This gemara we actually already had last week, and daf yud aleph. A chasam patam krishma. Tanur abon and the brayse explains b'shiftecha b'beischa. It says in the krishma when you sit in your home, prat loisik b'mitzvah. Somebody's oisik b'mitzvah. If he's busy doing a mitzvah, he's patam from krishma. Of lechtecha b'derech. If somebody's on the road. Prat l'chassin. If he's a chassin, then he's potter. Mikan amru, akonis is a psula. If somebody marries a virgin, potter, he's potter for saying krishma. But samana, but if he marries a widow, he's chayif. My mashma begins the Gemara. How do we learn this from this pasuk? The Gemara goes step by step. Answers the Gemara, amra papa ki derech. The Torah compare says the chayif is like when you're on the road. Ma derech rishus. When does a person go on the road? When his own personal reason. That's when you must say krishma. Av hachin nami rishos. If you're doing something that you're not obligated to do, you have to stop to say krishma. But if you're doing something that you have to do, you're an oisik b'mitzvah, you're potter. Ask the Gemara, Milayskin, who says that the pasuk that says derech is talking about somebody that's going on a personal trip? Maybe it's talking that's kazal dvar mitzvah, that he's going on a dvar mitzvah trip. V'afio hachi amrachman arilakri, and still the Torah tells him to say krishma. Answers the Gemara, if that was what the Torah meant, imkein le mikra, it would be enough that the pasuk should say, beleches, when you're traveling, you should still say krishma. My belechtecho, when you travel, shmamna beleches didachud mechayis. When you're traveling for your own personal reasons, you have to stop to say krishma. Ha de mitzvah, but if you're on a trip that involves a mitzvah, patiris, you don't have to say krishma. So right now the Gemara is learning. This is how Tosfos explains the Gemara. The reason somebody who gets married is potter from krishma is because he's oisik b'mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, if that's the reason, why only if he married a virgin is he potter from krishma? I feel kindness and mananami. Getting married is always a mitzvah. So it shouldn't make a difference whom he's marrying. He should be potter from krishma. Answers the Gemara, again, this is the way Tosfos learns, Hakam Tarut. The Gemara is retreating. And the Gemara is saying it has nothing to do with Oisik the Mitzvah. The reason why you're potter is because you're preoccupied. So somebody who's marrying a psula, and he wants to make sure that she's taka psula, is preoccupied. Somebody marrying an almana, she's a widow, there's no psulim anyway, there's nothing to be worried about, so therefore he's not preoccupied, he should say krishma. Hakam Tarut. By psula he's tarid, v'achalai tarid, by almana he's not tarid. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying now that somebody who's preoccupied is potter, e mishum tirda, afil tavis v'asim yom nami. If somebody's ship sinks, or let's say somebody has a bad day in the stock market, he should also be potter from krishma. He's certainly preoccupied. Aloma omarav abu avazav domarav, ovel chai b'chal mitzvah samurus b'toyra. There's nobody that's more preoccupied than an ovel. Somebody who lost a close relative. Certainly, his head isn't clear. Yet, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, krishma tefillah. The only mitzvah that he's part of from is chutz min ha-tefillin. And has nothing to do with preoccupation. There's a different reason. Because tefillin are called glory. They're like a crown. Your glory is on you. And an avel, it's inappropriate to be wearing a crown. But so obviously, preoccupation is not an excuse. So we're back to where we started. Why are kind of... No, here we're talking b'yom rishon. Avel b'yom rishon, even after the kfura. Answers the Gemara, Amri. Hasam terda derishos, hacha terda demitzvah. So Pshat the Gemara's answer is like this. You need to have two qualities. First of all, it has to be a mitzvah. And second of all, you have to have terda. If you have both qualities, then you're potter. So let's figure it out. If somebody is a kindness is a psula, has terda, and it's a mitzvah. Hakanis salmona, it's a mitzvah, but no terda. An avil is a terda, but no mitzvah. But here we see the concept. The Gemara passed in it. Oisuk b'mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. And he doesn't have to say krishma. So there's a very interesting shaila. What's the halacha if somebody begins working early in the day as a doctor? So it's oisuk b'mitzvah, he's healing people. Or he works in, he's a rebbe, or he works in kashrus. So he's oisuk b'mitzvah. So he shouldn't have to say krishma. So if he begins working after this man krishma, he doesn't have a heter. He should have said krishma before he goes to work. But let's say a doctor who starts working very early in the morning, and he works all day straight, it's not poshut. So somebody told him, so it could come out, he'll never say krishma if he works every day. Or, the poskim say that if he's doing it to get paid, you can't call it oisik b'mitzvah. If somebody's doing it l'shem shemayim, the doctor's doing it l'shem shemayim, maybe he's potter. But if somebody's getting paid, it's hard to call that a pure oisik b'mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah. Rochatz Laila Rishon, the first night after Gamliel's wife passed away, Shemes Ishta, even though he was an Ovel, and Ovel's not supposed to wash himself, at least in hot water, he took a bath. Omar Talmidov, L'maratana Rabbeinu, you taught us, Sha'ovel also lirchitz, that Ovel is not allowed to take a bath or a shower. Omalam any kishabnei Adam. I'm not like other people, estinisani. I'm very delicate, and I can't stand not having a shower or a bath. Similarly, Shemes Tevi Avdoi, we spoke many times, and in those days there was Avodim Knanim. Tevi was Rabbi Gamliel's servant, Kivalov Tanchumim. He accepted for him, he was Nichum Avelim, consolation. Omlo Tamidov Lemanatanu Rabbeinu, you taught us, Shemekam Tanchumim Alavodim. You're not allowed to take Tanchumim Alavodim. Why? Because people will think that he was a real Jew, and that people will think that his children are real Jews. Omlam ain't Tevi Avdik Shar Kaladam. Tevi is not like anybody else. Kosher Hoya. He was a kosher, he was a Talmud Chochem, and I'm doing it for Kavod HaTorah. It's very interesting. The Maritz Chai brings down from this, from the Ramban, from this Mishnah, a very important lesson. That if you see your Rebbe, your Rav, doing something wrong, there's a way how you have to tell him. You can't just tell him you're doing something wrong. You have to tell him, L'maratanu Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us? There's a way of telling him. And I saw a Shaila in the B'tzela Chochma, he asks interesting Shaila. Let's say you see your Rebbe doing something wrong, but it's not something that he taught you. You know it from a different Rebbe. You know it from what you learned yourself. So you can't tell him L'maratanu Rabbeinu. You can't tell him you taught us. He didn't teach you. On the other hand, you can't tell him directly you're doing something wrong. So you have to figure out a way to say it to him, the Derech Kavod. Chosin, continues the Mishnah, Imrat Likras Krishma Leila Rishon, if a Chosin wants to say Krishma the first night, even though we said he shouldn't, Kairi. Rav Gamliel says, if he feels he could concentrate, he should. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Imak, Lekal Arotz Litol Sashem Yitayl. He shouldn't. Why? Because it shows gaiva, as if I can properly concentrate. There's a famous Tosfos here, which is the Halacha. It's Kepasuk in the Shulchan Aruch that way. This was in those days, when people normally said Krishna concentrated properly. We unfortunately never really concentrate. So then there's no big difference if you're a chassan or you're not a chassan. Everybody should say Krishna all the time. The fact that he can't concentrate is not an excuse for us. Continues the Gemara. My time to Gamliel. Now, it's the concept of aninus, the concept that somebody loses a close relative the first day he's oinin, is a concept in the Torah. It's midaraisa. Because we have the pasuk lo yichalti ba'oini mimenu. One is not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni when he's an oinin. So the question is, it's okay with a Rabbanan or Gamliel could say istinus. He could say that he's not, he can't follow that Rabbanan. But here we're dealing with a deraisa. So how could he just eradicate a deraisa? Answers the Gemara, Kesav Anilas Lail Rabbanan. He holds that the night after the Tira is already only with Rabbanan. The Ksiv Achrisa Kiyomar. The a ninus is only kiyoim, it's one day long. By night, he's not an oinen. So since it's only the rabbanon, and b'makamistnis, when you're dealing with a delicate individual, like kazu by rabbanon, chazal weren't guys that he can't take a bath or a shower. Shemais tavi avdoi, when his servant died, he accepted tanchumen. Tana ban avadim mishpachos. If avadim kananim or shifkas kananim die, en oinim malem b'shura, we don't stand on a shura. You know, after the levaya, there's a shura where menachem avolim. Ve'en oinim mala birchas avolim. They used to say birchas avolim in the street. V'tanchumen avolim. Mas or ma'is the shifcha of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar's shifcha passed away. Nichnas to Talmidim l'nachmai. So his Talmidim came to console him, and Rabbi Lazar wanted to give them the message that they're not doing the right thing. But he didn't want to be direct. He wanted them to get the hint. Kivin sharoisim. So when they came in, Allah aliyah, he went upstairs to they should catch the message. V'alachra, but they just followed him. Nichnas to lampalim. So he went into a small room. Nichnas to achra. They follow him. He goes to the big room. They follow him. I wanted to burn you only with lukewarm water. I wanted to get the message to you that you're doing the wrong thing, but I didn't want to embarrass you. I wanted to say it nicely. But you don't get the hint. Now, even with boiling water, you're not getting the hint. I'm giving you so many hints, and you don't catch it. Didn't I teach you? Avadim b'shvachos and oinim alayim b'shura. Then oinim alayim birchas aveilim loytachum aveilim. Ama oinim alayim. What do you say when somebody loses evit kanani or shivcha kananis? Shem shayim laadam al sharay v'chamer shemaisu. The same you say to a person when his ox or his donkey die. Hamakim yimalu chachasraincha. Hakadosh Baruch should give you back what you lost. You lost a trusted worker. Hashem should give you a new one. We say the same on a worker, on an evit kananis, a shivcha kananis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you back what you lost. Tanya idach. There's another brisa that says avadim v'shvachos emas bin masay. We do not say a hesped on an evit kananis or a shivcha kananis. Rabbi Yosi Omer, but Rabbi Yosi says im evit kasha hayu. If he was a good person, why do we say him? Armel v'harei ish tayv. He was a good person. V'neman. He was trustworthy. V'nenem yigiyai. He worked for a living. He worked and he enjoyed what he did. Amalai, so they told him, Amalai, im kain, if that's what you just say for an Eved, ma nachtel ksherim, what could you say nicer about a person than say that he was an honest, good person? Tana abonim, en kain avois, we only call avois of Klal Yisra el l'shloisha, Tavram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ven kain imos, hu arai imos, el arba, sar rifka rachav aleil. Ask the Gemara, avos my tama. Why do we only call these three avos? Because we, every individual, don't know from what shevet we are. That's why we can't call the shvatim avos. Because I may be from shevet Reuven and you may be from shevet Shimon. So I can't say okay of you Reuven. I may not be from Reuven. Ihachi asked the Gemara. If that's the reasoning, imas namelo yedinon. But imas also, we don't know exactly from which aim we come from. Are we descendants of Rachel or are we descendants of Leah? Just says the Gemara, until the Shvatim, that means Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, until then it's Chashiv, they were important. Furthermore, they weren't Chashiv. So Mepharshim say, Chas v'Shalom to say that the Shvatim weren't Chashiv, they weren't important. They were the Shvatim. Pshat is, we know Masa of a similar bonum. Whatever happened to our forefathers is a sign what happens to us. On whom do we say that? On Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. On Sarah Rivka Rachav Aleiah. But what happened to the Shvatim is not necessarily a simon will happen to us. Tanya Nidach. Avad v'shvachim ein karnos abba plaini v'ima plaini. Rashi says, just like in our language, Rashi says it in his time, a term of calling somebody that you want to respect, you say Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. In those days, they used to say Abba by male and Ima by female. By a Eved, you shouldn't say that. Why? Because if I call, let's say I have Eved in my house, my father's Eved. I want to respect him. He's older than me. He's a Choshev person. I call him Abba, whatever his name is. People may come to think that he's my father. And people will think I'm an Eved son, which would be a problem for Yichus. However, says the Gemara, Shel Gamliel, how you call him Abba Plainus, Ima Plainus. Rabbi Gamliel's children used to call that Vadim in their house Abba Plainus, Ima Plainus. Ask the Gemara, Masel Listar. We just said you shouldn't do it. And now we're saying they did it. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dechshivi. So Pshat's like this. Everybody knew Rabbi Gamliel's children were Rabbi Gamliel's children. So nobody will confuse that they're the Evis children. So we don't have to worry about the Yichas. But the average individual, well, we do have to be concerned that not everybody knows who their parents are. They have to be careful to call their real parents parents and no one else. Amar Velazim, Maidik Siv. It says a pasuk in Tehillim. Ken Avarachacha B'chayai, I bless you in my life. B'shimcha Esar Kapai, with your name I lift my hands. Ken Avarachacha B'chayai, Zu Krishma. A person should in his life say Krishma, as we've been learning the Homa Sechta. B'shimcha Esar Kapai, in your name I shall lift my hands. Zu Tfilo. He should daven. And this is the makar why people, especially in the Sfarzik community, raise their hands when they say tefillah, especially when they say Paseich Es Yodecha. You shouldn't get confused. Paseich Es Yodecha is referring to Hashem's hands. Paseich Es Yodecha, Hashem opens his hands and Masbir L'Kol Chai Ratzon and gives us panasa. But they open up the hands that they should have where the panasa should fall into. Vim Oisekein, if somebody does that, all of our custom, Oimim, the pasuk says, K'maychele V'deshen, like fat and luscious yards, Tizba Nafshi, I will be satiated. V'loyoid, El Shinoich L'Shnei Elomim, he'll have it good in both worlds. Olam Hazev, Olam Haba, Shnema V'Sfosai, my lips, Runonois, Runonois is a Lashon Rabbim. That means in this world, the next world we'll sing, Yahalapi will praise you. Rav Elazar Basdim Asayim Tzlusei, when he finished davening Omer Hoch, he used to say like this, Yoratzon Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem should bring to us, Shetashkin B'Farenu, we should bring to our dwelling, Av, love, Ach, for brotherhood, V'Sholem, peace, V'Reis, and friendship. We should have many talmidim. Our end should be with atzlach, with success. Achris v'tikva. We should have a hopeful good end. V'sasim chalkenu b'gan eden. We should have a share of gan eden. V'siknenu b'chavatoy. We should establish us with good friends. V'yetzatoy, with a good yetzer. B'ilamcha, in this world. V'nashkin, we should wake up every morning. V'nimtza yichul v'veinu. What we daven for should be fulfilled. Lira Shemecha, and what should we daven for? To fear you. The Sava L'Fanecha, and should come in front of you, Kairos Tavshenu, that we should be satisfied with Toiva. So there's two things I want to say. First of all, the Satmar Rebbe used to say a very nice word in this Gemara. He says, after davening, he used to daven, people daven for love and friendship. Why? He said, it's very easy in shul to get along with the guy next to you. He's no problem. He's a nice guy. He's your friend, he's your neighbor. But when you come to work, and you come to a competitive environment, it's there you have to daven that you should stay friends and get along with everybody you come in contact with in the business world. And he answers off, he davened l'toiva, it should go out good. What's l'toiva? So Mefarshim explained, a lot of times we ask Hashem for something because we think that's what's good for us. But it's really not good. So we ask Hashem l'toiva, you know what's really good for us, and you should give us what you know is really good for us. Rabbi Yochanan Basdim Asayim Tzlusa, when he finished down, he used to say, Yiratzon Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetoshish B'Vashteinu, you should look at how embarrassed we are. We don't always do the right thing. The Sabbath B'Raseinu, see that we do sometimes the wrong thing. However, Seshlabish B'Rachamecha, you should put on a Midah of Rachmanos of mercy. Tiskas B'Zcha, you should be strong in it. Tiskas B'Chesudasecha, you should be have Chesidus, you should have mercy in us. Tiskas B'Chanusecha, B'Chanusecha we learned last week is that even if we don't deserve it, you should be nice to us. The Savul Fanechem Midas Tufcha V'Amusnusecha. Your habit of being good and humble should prevail, and you should treat us that way. Reb Zeri Bostam Mitzayim Tzlusei. Reb Zeri, when he finished davening, Reb Zeri was involved with Kiruv Rechoykin. He used to daven Yiratzon Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shloi Nechta, we shouldn't do Avera, V'Shloi Nevoish, we shouldn't be embarrassed, Lein Nikolam Avaseinu. We should realize how we should act. Rav Chiya finished down and he said, Yiratzon Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetei Terashchem Nosenu, Torah should be our main profession, V'ayid V'lebeinu, we shouldn't have any heartache, V'yeshcha Neinu, our eyes shouldn't get dark, we should have what we need. Rav Basit Tzlusei, Rav when he finished davening used to say, Yiratzon Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetitin Lanu Chaim, this is what we say by Birchas Rosh Chodesh, Shetitin Lanu Chaim Aruchim, a long life, Chaim Shalom, a peaceful life, Chaim Shetov, a good life, Chaim Shabroch, a blessed life, Chaim Shel Panosa, a life with Panosa. Chaim Shel Chutz Tzomis, a life that we should be healthy. Chaim Sheyesh B'Miras Chait, that we should fear doing an Avera. Chaim Shem Abush Shechlima, where we shouldn't have any embarrassment. Chaim Shel Oish B'Chavid, that we should have wealth and honor. Chaim Shitaybar Ahavas Torah V'Yir Shemayinu. We should love Torah and we should fear Hashem. Chaim Shitamal Lanas Kol Mashas Lebeinu. Everything we ask for should be fulfilled. L'toiva. Again, L'toiva. There's a famous thing in the Siddurim when we finish the Birchas Rosh Chodesh, we say B'schus Tfilas Rabin. Really what we should say is B'schus Tfilas Rav, because with Rav's Tfilah, we just learned the Gemara. But the first printer of Siddurim saw B'schus Tfilas Rav. He didn't understand what does Rav have to do with Birchas Rosh Chodesh. So he said, so he changed it to Rabin. But it really is supposed to be B'schus Tfilas Rav. So some places that say B'schus Tfilas Rav, some places say B'schus Tfilas Rabin, and some places say both. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Basit Slusi Amahachi. Yeratzim Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Elokeinu says, Shetetzlenim Azei Ponim. You should save us from people who are brazen. Or Me'azes Ponim. From that whole type of living. From Chutzpah. Me'odim Ra from bad people. Me'pegar Ra from bad accidents. Me'yetzer Ra from the Yetzer Ra. Me'chover Ra from bad friends. Me'shachan Ra bad neighbors. Me'satna Mashkes from the Satna which destroys. Me'din Kasha from any bad judgments. Ba'din Kasha, we shouldn't be in a case against somebody who's tough, Benchu Bebris, whether he's Jewish, Bench Enbris, Vafagav the Kaim Ktsutsulay the Rebbe, even though Rebbe was very wealthy and he had a lot of security guards around him, so maybe you would think that you don't have to daven. You have all these people you can rely on. So Rebbe says, with all my security, with all my systems, you have to rely on Hashem. One more Gemara. Rasafra Basat Slusam Ochad. Hashem Alkeinu. Shatasim Shom Famalia Shamala Famalia Shamata. You should make peace in Shemayim and in this world. So Rashi explains, every nation in this world has also a Malach in Shemayim. And when the Malachim in Shemayim get along, those nations in this world get along. And when they don't get along in Shemayim, they don't get along in this world. Between the Talmidim learn Torah, Bein Oskim L'Shma, whether they learn Torah L'Shma, Bein Oskim Shaloi L'Shma, whether they learn Shaloi L'Shma. The Kol Oskim Shaloi L'Shma, however, our tefillah is that all of those that don't learn L'Shma, Yiratzim, maybe your will, Shaloi L'Shma, they should begin learning Torah L'Shma.